This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back. I'm thinking about doggy bags because that's one of the stories. We are back. On the Dr. Dahlia Show, I love doggy bags. I'm a big doggy bag person because I don't like to eat all my food, so I cut my food in half, and then I take my food home, and it's another meal. So rather than, you know, just eating celery for lunch, I split my lunch in half, so I have two half lunches. So I'm really big on doggy bags. I love doggy bags, even though it's like a container. But anyway, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But I do want to talk about restaurants, because many of you have been reporting you're seeing some extra funky fees, you know, that are garnishing your restaurant tab. And these things are annoying people because already restaurant menu prices are pretty high. Well, there's been multiple news outlets describing different fees that are being tacked on to your bill. And you might want to watch out for these because you don't really notice them till the end. And then you're going to get grumpy with your waiter, and the waiter had nothing to do with it. So the Wall Street Journal has reported a bunch of fees that people are seeing on their tabs. One is a fuel surcharge fee. You know, is it because the restaurant owner had to drive there? You know, so we're paying for sometimes fuel surcharges, supply chain surcharges, wellness fee. Now, I think the wellness fee is substituting for the COVID fee. I don't know if you remember, but during COVID, some of us went out to eat, and the restaurants would charge more, and understandably so, for there to be plexiglass, for them to have limited volume because they had to spread everybody out or only be at 35% capacity or less than 50% capacity. They had to offer sanitizers and masks. So COVID fee would be added to the tab, and now basically they referred to it as maybe the wellness fee. There's also some other ones. The kitchen appreciation fee, they get a percentage. A non-cash adjustment. Non-cash is interesting because credit cards charge you an arm and a leg. So when you're a vendor, there's all these credit card fees. So if you're going to pay by credit card, you're going to pay more than if you pay cash. So there's some of them are having non-cash adjustment fees. And then just an outright temporary inflation fees. This could be $2, $3, $5, a certain percentage. And if you're already noticing that the menu prices are going up, you're going to be like, okay, what the heck is this? I'm already noticing that it just doesn't make sense to eat out at restaurants. I want to patron these restaurants because I want them to survive. I don't want us to go into a recession, and you go into a recession when people don't want to spend and they don't want to go out. But I think these restaurants are feeling the pinch, so now the customers have to get pinched. And it's not comfortable. So while you're paying extra for fuel, food, wellness, COVID, all that, Wall Street Journal is saying that these restaurants are adding these extra charges in place of rising menu prices. I'm already seeing the menu prices rise. Now, interestingly, there's some restaurants in San Francisco that are adding carbon dioxide surcharges. Yeah, not because you're breathing out carbon dioxide per se, but because of the carbon footprint that their meal could leave, they are charging the patient or the customer, they're charging the customer, and then that money is supposed to go to environmental projects. Now some of these restaurants are, I guess, you know, grouping together and donating that money, and then others, who knows? But one receipt I'm looking at had a 3% CO2 offset surcharge. So
The National Restaurant Association said restaurant menu prices have jumped 7.2% from April 2021 to April 2022. In that same time period, I believe grocery store prices jumped about 10, 11% and wages for workers jumped about 12%. So this is a vicious cycle that feeds itself. So you have restaurants who got beat up during COVID and had to decrease their volume. And a business model for a restaurant, in order for them to make money, is you need volume. You don't make a lot of money on the food. You make a lot of money on the bar. Remember, bars were closed. But in terms of food, between the bread and the meat and this, you know, your profit isn't as much because you have, you know, you have to have the store. You have to have the air conditioning or the heating. You have to have the paint. You have to have the cleaning. So they don't make a lot of money on the food. So what they need to end up doing is then raising their food prices because they're being pinched with food prices. When they tack that onto you, you get mad. Now the food server comes over to you. Food server comes over to you and you're like, well, what the hell is this? What's a wellness fee? What's a hospitality fee? Why isn't the boss paying the back kitchen staff? Isn't that a part of the cost of the food? Why am I paying for these? The waiter's like, look, it's not my fault. You know, and then they're like, look, people are getting grumpy. I don't want to work here. Meanwhile, these restaurants have to pay laborers more and more. So if you have to pay more wages and you have to pay more in food, your prices are going to go up. So then the customers aren't going to want to pay it. Less customers are going to come in, less volume to the restaurant. If the restaurant's getting less volume and losing money, they're going to have to raise their rates for the people that are showing up and purchasing. So this is just a vicious cycle. And I'm not sure what's going to break it. I mean, I think I know what's going to break it. A recession would, and I don't want to wish for that, but that's what's coming. But, you know, my recommendation to you all is check the tab. I usually don't like to. I always, you know, my husband and I will sometimes do this one. We'll just give the credit card saying, whatever, we trust you. You got to check your tab. I told you guys, since COVID, I have noticed mischarges, extra fees. And I don't mind paying the extra fees, but I do mind paying the mischarges. Remember, I was at a hotel, and there was multiple hundreds of dollars on my tab that I didn't recognize. And it turned out it was a complete mistake. I was only paying $85 for the room, but they were charging me like $600, $700. Why? You need to watch out for these things. And it wasn't a typo. I have no idea why that happened. And when people are in trouble money-wise, they might slip these things in. I worked in a restaurant, and I saw waiters play around with the tip. I told you, when you write in a tip, please put a dollar sign very close to that number because it's very easy for them to put a one right next to it, you know, and add extra. And again, I love people that work at restaurants. I get it. I was a food server, but, you know, you could only get pinched so much. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So sometimes we have some good headlines and some good news. You know, yesterday we spoke about some fantastic clinical trial results when it came to rectal cancer, when it came to breast cancer. And, you know, we do have some good news in medicine. And so June is National Cancer Survivors Month. And getting the C diagnosis is not always a death sentence. And in fact, we have over almost 17 million cancer survivors, actually even more, that are doing well and they combated it. And joining us next is Lindsay Livingston. She's a multimedia personality and a breast cancer survivor, and she is here to talk to us about her story. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow. Well, we appreciate it. It's not easy, you know, to come on air and talk about, you know, some of the things you've went through. Talk to us about your story.
Sure. So in July 2019, I was working in New York City in media, felt a lump in my right breast that worried me. So I immediately scheduled a well woman exam. And it was during that appointment that I had my very first mammogram at the age of 37. You know, Dr. Dahlia, typically it's recommended women wait until the age of 40. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had planned to do. But my body was telling me different. Mm-hmm. So I was diagnosed with triple negative stage 2B breast cancer, which mm-hmm. is an aggressive subtype of cancer that affects black women like myself at a higher rate. Mm-hmm. I relocated back home to Houston, started treatment. The course that was outlined by my breast surgeon would include chemotherapy, a lumpectomy to remove any remaining mass, and then radiation for 6 weeks. But I received a phone call that would change all of that. A cousin on my dad's side of the family called to alert me that breast cancer was very dominant on the paternal side of my family, and that she was diagnosed at the age of 29 Whoa. Because she was predisposed genetically to breast cancer. So I shared that information with my doctor, and my doctor ordered a medical genetic test through Invitae. And the results revealed I carry the BRCA1 gene mutation. And if anyone knows anything about BRCA1 and 2, it means that you're at higher risk for breast and ovarian cancer. So that completely changed my treatment plan, and it changed my life.
Wow. And also the men in the family can be at higher risk for pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. It's something that is very genetic. And I love you touched upon, you know, African-American individuals. I have for years said that our current guidelines for colon cancer, for prostate cancer, for breast cancer screening needs to be modified for those who are black, because cancer can be more aggressive and start at a younger age. So good for you for being so proactive and you know, being aware of what's going on with your body.
You, absolutely, and thank God for my cousin who called me with that information. But, you know, Dr. Dahlia, as you know, the black population is disproportionately impacted and burdened by multiple diseases. And genetic testing really can serve as a tool to help prevent, treat, and manage disease. Additionally, mutations in the BRCA1 and 2 genes are much more common in black women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I'm really passionate about advocating.
Go ahead.
To advocating the black women to seek genetic testing.
Absolutely, Lindsay. And, you know, I had done my testing, but it was at a time when it was so expensive. And, you know, insurance was wishy-washy on if they would cover it or not. What are you noticing? Are you noticing that more insurances are covering the genetic testing?
So what I can tell you is that companies like Invitae are pushing to make genetic testing more accessible to everyone. You know, a typical test is anywhere from $250 to $350 for people paying out of pocket. If you use insurance, it's often less than $100. So what I'm learning is more insurance companies are understanding the importance of genetic testing and making them more affordable for people, especially for those persons for whom, you know, finances are a barrier. That shouldn't be a barrier to your health, if you will.
So true. We're speaking to Lindsay Livingston, multimedia personality, breast cancer survivor. What I like about genetic testing is many people are overwhelmed with all the things they need to screen for. You know, got to get my pap smears, got to get my mammograms, you know, got to, you know, check for colon cancer, mm-hmm. skin cancer. And the genetic testing allows there to be a more precision approach. And I wish it was more ubiquitous, and I wish there were more people like you out there, you know, sharing how it helped you.
Well, that's part of my mission, and I established Survive Her, my nonprofit platform organization, to inform, inspire, and empower. And part of my message in executing our mission for Survive Her is to talk about medical genetic testing, because when you have that information, it can play an important role in diagnosing an inherited condition, as it did play an important role in my breast cancer journey.
So true. So how's your follow-up? I'm assuming, did you have a mastectomy, can I ask?
Oh, yes. So after I received the results of my genetic test, Dr. Dahlia, I underwent 15 rounds of chemotherapy. I rang the bell, and my breast surgeon recommended a bilateral breast mastectomy, breast reconstruction, after which I had my ovaries and fallopian tubes removed to reduce my risk of ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And so now my screenings are quarterly, just blood work with my oncologist, and I see my breast surgeon quarterly, and I'm really under surveillance heavily for the next 5 years. So I'm going to the doctor it's quarterly for 2 years, and then twice a year thereafter. So, you know, I see the doctors a lot. They're like my family, really.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, is it?
But I am. I was going to say, I always forget to mention, you know, I am a survivor, but I am breast cancer free, and I have been for two years and a few months now.
Thank God. Thank God. You know, I mean, how are you holding up? A lot of, you know, women tell me, you know, they don't know if they could live without their breasts. They don't know if they could, you know, have that part of them. I mean, how was that transition for you? I know it must have been hard.
When I learned of my BRCA1 gene mutation status, I broke down. I'll never forget. I just wept, and my mom embraced me, because what I understood per my breast surgeon and per my nurse practitioner is that I would have to remove, or it would be recommended rather, that I have a bilateral mastectomy to remove both breasts. And all I knew about a mastectomy, Dr. Dahlia, is that I would have two scars across my chest.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Thank God for breast reconstruction. You know, I'm a woman. I feel whole again, thanks
nice.
To science, thanks to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that was emotionally traumatic, physically traumatic. But looking back at it, just a small, you know, glimmer, just a very small bump in the road,
right.
Because now I'm healthy and whole and living really my best life.
Thank God. Thank God. How can my listeners find out more information?
They can visit invitae.com. That's invitae.com to learn more about medical genetic testing and the resources and the test that's right for you. Of course, talk to your doctor about it. And to follow my journey, you can follow imasurviveher.org or imasurviveher on social media.
I love it. Lindsay, thank you so much. We've had you before, and we can't wait to have you back again. God bless you, and thank you for sharing your story. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. It was so great chatting with you again, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Same here. Take care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, this is BRCA1 and BRCA gene mutations. This affects men and women. So if any of you do have a family history where multiple women, let's say, have breast cancer, you know, and you're male, that if that gene runs in your family, you could be at risk for other cancers as well. So make sure you discuss with your medical provider genetic testing. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep inching toward $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular up 2 cents from Wednesday to $4.97 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in the District of Columbia and 20 states, led by California at $6.40 a gallon. A group of migrants numbering in the thousands is heading for the U.S. southern border. The Biden administration has repeatedly told migrants not to come to the southern border and says they're treating the root cause of migration. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the facilities at the border are already crowded.
The reason why we have these migrant caravans or we have so many migrants at the border is that Joe Biden has invited them to come for the last 2 years.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday, and Phoenix could hit 115. Death Valley is forecast to hit 121. Nighttime low temperatures will also be near record highs. After multiple appeals, a convicted murderer is put to death in Arizona.
Convicted child killer Frank Atwood had argued that the state's death penalty procedures would violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. Atwood was put to death last night for killing an 8-year-old Tucson girl in 1984. Atwood claimed innocence.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in addition to the multiple cats I have a little Bichon. And when anybody is dropping off a package or somebody's playing ding-dong ditch or something, my dog just yaps, 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 yaps. She tries to run out through her doggy door. If, let's say, there's, you know, a landscaper helping us or someone helping us with the pool. And I always worry that she's going to nip at them. And she doesn't. She never bites at them. You know, she thinks she's a guard dog. But, you know, we're very, very lucky. She's pretty well trained and she never bites. But sadly, there's a lot of dogs out there, out of love for their owners, that will nip and bite people out there, such as postal workers. So this week is USPS National Dog Bite Awareness Week. And joining us next is Leanne Theralt, USPS, United States Postal Service Manager, Employee Safety, and Health Awareness Representative. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, and I appreciate you allowing us to speak on National Dog Bite Awareness.
Wow, yeah, and it's pretty, I mean, it's a lot more common than we think. How often, you know, are your workers getting, you know, bitten, attacked by dogs?
So last year alone, we had 5,400 Postal Service employees that were attacked by dogs, which comes down to about 15 per day.
Oh, my gosh. How serious have some of them been?
Very serious, some of them, Ben, but each attack is taken very seriously by the United States Postal Service because it does some either mental or physical harm to our employees, and our employees are our most valuable asset at the United States Postal Service.
It is so true. And, you know, people will say, oh, yeah, my dog's up to date on the rabies vaccine. And during the pandemic, I mean, not only did people not take their kids in for vaccines, but many of them did not take their pets in for vaccines. And so many of these workers have to go through rabies protocol. Am I correct?
Absolutely. That's why we involve the Humane Society as well as national law enforcement to help us weed through those certain situations.
Right. And then, you know, if you are going through that sort of protocol, you know, many of them aren't going back to work, you know, for a while. And as you had said, it's very frightening. There could be some PTSD with that. And, you know, you're just doing your job. You're just delivering the mail. And then all of a sudden you got a pit bull running after you. I know the statistics might be difficult, but Leanne, is there any sort of breed that seems to attack postal workers more than others?
No, we don't do statistics on specific breeds. Any dog that has teeth does bite, so we do statistics on all dogs.
Very good. Very good. So, you know, what are you recommending that, you know, most homeowners do when it comes to, you know, their pets?
So we're recommending that each customer make sure they familiarize their dogs with their property, with people who come on their property, such as the letter carrier who comes every day, as well as keeping them on leashes, not having them free in the yard to roam, making sure that if you have children at home as well, they're not accepting the mail from the letter carrier when a dog is right there, because dogs are very protective of their family and their territory, and specifically little kids.
It is so true. When you know, a dog sees somebody, you know, say hi to your child, approach the child, wave, that dog is protective, and gosh, they get protective. I didn't think my dog loved us that much, but, I mean, she will go up against anything to try to keep them off the property. And has it gotten a little easier for those remote boxes where multiple houses have, you know, have these? I see them more in the West, where you have a mailbox for multiple houses in one spot, or does it not matter because these animals would just run across the street and chase, you know, the workers?
Yeah, sadly, that doesn't really help us unless, of course, the customer is doing the right thing and keeping their dog on the leash as they're walking by. Because when dogs get loose or run away, that's when the attacks can happen.
We're speaking to Leanne Thurault, USPS Manager, Employee Safety and Health Awareness. So there's some technology that the Postal Service is using to protect their workers. Tell us about that.
The United States Postal Service has done an excellent job of enhancing their technology. We now have some new handheld scanners that we use that you will see as your letter carrier is delivering to you, whether it's getting a signature for your important letters or just scanning the barcode on your packages. But those scanners also have the technology to alert a letter carrier when they are coming towards an address that has dogs that live there. So a few houses prior to that, the alert will come off and inform the carrier to, you know, be aware of their surroundings, start noticing, is the dog out? Is the dog roaming free? Is it on a leash? Just so that they can be aware and be ready for anything that might occur.
So
we also have an informed delivery that the customer can go and sign up for at USPS.com. Informed delivery is something that will alert a customer of letters and packages that they are getting that specific day. So when you see that a package is coming, the customer can be aware and make sure that their dog is inside, knowing that the letter carrier will be coming to the front door or porch to drop off that package for them. And then, of course, the training that we do with all our employees to let them know to use their satchel, to keep it in between themselves and the dog so that they can protect their arms and legs from the dog and the dog will attack the satchel. And then, if needed, they can use the dog spray, which is a cayenne pepper spray that has been approved by the American Veterinary Society, and it is safe for the dog, but also deters them from continuing to attack.
Mm-hmm. You know, and dog bites can be pretty dangerous. I had a patient the other day that was just playing around with her little puppy, and the puppy was too young to get a rabies shot, because most rabies vaccines aren't given until about 12 to 14 weeks. And then she calls into telemedicine 2 days after that with a big swollen lymph gland under her arm. And, you know, sometimes these things, they, you know, it could be a simple little nip or scratch. And as we've, you know, spoken to you all about rabies, sometimes it just takes a little abrasion or a little scratch to be fatal to somebody. Leanne, what other advice would you love to give our listeners on this topic?
So I would advise all the listeners to go to USPS.com so that they can search under National Dog Bite Awareness Week, where they can get information for their neighbors, for the employees, for themselves on how to protect our employees from dogs, as well as protect themselves from any kind of dog encounter with their neighbors. And we also have post a blog on there. We have a video. We have social media platforms. If they could hashtag dog bite awareness to get the word out so that more viewers will get the information and the information needed to help train their dog and socialize them to the letter carrier coming to the door.
That is fantastic. Leanne, thank you and your team. We really appreciate all you do, and I love that we have a National Dog Bite Awareness Week. Thank you and can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you, Dr. Delilah. We appreciate you.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I make my husband do the pool. I'm like, we can't afford a pool, you know, so I'm going to do our pool. And we try to do our own landscaping, but every now and then we have somebody that comes. And when they go into the backyard, if I'm not home, that dog is bugging that landscaper. Not biting him, but, you know, because she knows not to, but just, you know, and it's you know, so I have to lock up the doggy door and make sure she's inside. And it's interesting because, you know, some of you have told me that your animal is your security and you want the dog to bark. You don't want to train the dog to, you know, be nice to strangers, because in such a high crime world these days, you want that protection. But just, you know, these postal workers can't be attacked, so there's got to be that fine balance. So I would, you know, leash them up when it's postal carrier time, so that at least they don't attack our workers. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So monkeypox appears to be spreading. And this is very interesting because I don't think the headlines have all caught up. But yesterday, the CDC had asked travelers to wear masks to protect against monkeypox. There were 31 cases in the United States, including 7 in New York and 6 in California. So the CDC asked that people wear masks. Now, I have a headline here that the agency dropped the advice for travelers to wear masks to protect themselves, probably because there was a huge blowback of, I don't want to wear masks, I don't want to put masks on. So apparently the CDC
changed their advice to wear masks about 13 hours after the media began to report on that. So I don't know if we have any word from the CDC on if they want people back in masks, or why do they change it? And I'm going to their website now. It is so hard to, when you try to look up something on the CDC website, if you have the actual website address, it's perfect in terms of it has everything you need. But when you look up a particular disease, it just gives you the general. So when you look up monkeypox, they talk about people who do not require hospitalization should be isolated at home. It's going to depend on if they're a child, if they have, other infected persons in the home, nature and extent of the lesions. I'm not seeing really much about travel. They talk about proper hand hygiene, household disinfection. So we're getting this from media outlets, and the media said they wanted, people in masks, and now they're saying no. Thus far, I do not believe there is any travel reinstatement of masks. The masks have been stopped for now on a plane, and I'm happy with that. I've always been of the thinking, look, if you want to wear a mask to protect yourself, please. All the power to you. It is your choice. You want to wear a mask, do it. If you don't want to wear a mask, we're not going to force it, especially on your two-year-old autistic child that wants to breathe. So wearing a mask can protect you from many diseases, including monkeypox, has been removed. So let's talk about that. Okay, we have been told, let's go back. Before this monkeypox outbreak, I looked it up, and on the CDC website, it spoke about how monkeypox could be spread by respiratory droplets, just like chickenpox could, just like smallpox used to. I still believe that. You could get it from a bite, a scratch, as we had a little prairie dog outbreak, I think back in 2003. So monkeypox could be spread by animals, not only monkeys, by humans, and it could be spread human to human by respiratory droplets. In the news, because of all these cases, and they found that many of these cases were associated with possibly two raves that happened in Spain and Belgium that might have been predominantly with men who have sex with men, they started to bring up how sexual activity could increase transmission, even though this is not, I don't have any data saying this is an STD, but it's because you're close to somebody when you have sex, very close to somebody, so the physical content could spread it. So since then, you saw articles really kind of, be hush-hush on respiratory transmission. They didn't want to panic people. They were even saying, look, we don't think people are getting this by breathing. We think they were actually touching somebody else. So to then say, okay, wear a mask. My question is, so what is it? Is it that all these people that are getting it, now these 31 cases, I think there's about 1,000 cases worldwide that we know of, were they, did people get them from breathing on each other, or was it because they touched each other or had sex with each other, or, what exactly is it? So it almost makes you wonder if the CDC has been just itching to get that mask mandate back. And so they're like, oh, yeah, well, monkeypox will help. It'll help against monkeypox. So I don't know. I'm wondering about that because I don't think the CDC is happy that people are not wearing masks. And here's the thing. In the CDC's defense, don't get mad at me, but in the CDC's defense, they have a very challenging role. They have to be correct about COVID, even though many of us doctors have debated some of the guidance that was done officially. And as we said with masks with COVID, a mask may provide a barrier from some droplets and things getting on you, but it's not going to protect you completely because you have to breathe, you have to exhale. It's a used mask. You're taking it up and down when you eat. It's not going to be as wholly protected, but because it protects you just a little bit, or it protects you to some degree, the CDC had to make a judgment call on do we say masks or not. and politicians wanted to err on the side of caution, and the CDC wanted to as well. So it's safer for us to say wear a mask. Where it wasn't safe was the mandate. And once you mandate something, you really lose people's engagement in public health. And so does the CDC want to say, look, guys, we have COVID. We have monkeypox. We have illnesses that could technically be spread by respiratory droplets. When you travel, you're sitting next to people who could be sick. And the masks, people wearing masks could be protective. It's okay for them to say that. Just don't mandate it. CDC doesn't have that power. The government will take that power, which I hope they don't. But I think what the CDC has to do is not play politics. And I understand public officials like, well, we need the CDC to back us up and say, yeah, you know, everybody should wear a mask. This is what we mandate it. Well, not everybody. I think an autistic child doesn't handle that well. I think a two-year-old child with asthma doesn't handle having a mask on. And I've been saying this for years. You can get sick on planes. You are cramped next to people. I'm going to be taking a full flight to New York at the end of this week. It is full because I looked at, well, maybe I could change my seat. There is no empty seat. It is a packed flight. And there's air filtration. I could take the little air conditioning in front of my, you know, near my light by my chair, and I could blow it right in front of me so things blow away. I could do that, but I'm still going to have to take an air, and I'm going to be sitting next to somebody. And knowing me, I'm going to probably strike up a conversation. And I'm probably going to toast. And, you know, I'm like, ooh, can I try some of your food? I really don't like the meal I'm going to be getting. I took a flight where there's going to be a meal. You know, sometimes I'm like, can I try this? I've eaten my you know, people next to me, their food. You know, and you know, so yes, you can get sick on a plane. That happens. You know that if you don't want to get sick, you might not want to be shoulder to shoulder with somebody else for 5 hours. If you don't want to get diarrhea or nausea, you know, you might want to rethink going on a cruise because some of these crews can spread norovirus. Most of them don't, but that's a risk. And you just have to decide what risk you want to take. So what happened with all this COVID, you know, BS with what these public officials did is they made, you know, these businesses and all these companies think they had control over nature. Look, there are things you could do to protect yourself, but nature, you know, it will outsmart those controls. So you do the best you can. But saying, look, restaurants need to kick people out that aren't vaccinated, only bring in people who are vaccinated so there's no virus. Vaccinated people have the virus, too. Look at how many people have gotten sick with this subvariant. So with monkeypox, technically, yes, you can get it by respiratory droplet, but right now these cases appear to be more skin on skin. 1-877-DOCTOR.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.